Nishmas Racha Parabas of Moshe, Nishmas Yitzhamer Be Gershon, whose Yartzeit falls out this week, Avach Shavuot Tov, Parshas Yisro, 1940 with the Ish Kodesh, which I think will be a very appropriate message for us to be able to get ready for Rosh Chodesh Adar, for Purim. And the Rebbe writes something so beautifully. The Rebbe says, he first starts off, usually he gives you the puzzle and gives you a Rashi and he gives you a whole Maimer. But he wants us to know that this Shabbos Parshas Yisro, but Shabbos Zeh, HaYisi B'Yichoba, he was in hiding. Very interesting why the Rebbe tells us this. Maybe we'll see throughout the Maimer why the Ish Kodesh wanted to tell us that he Davka was in hiding. The Ish Kodesh quotes the first pasuk: "Yishma Yisro Koa Midyan Chosim Moshe Kolas Chosher Asam LeMoshe Yisrael." Kiotzi Yisro Mitzrayim Mitzrayim. Yisro heard everything that happened. Rashi says, "Mashu Moshe Mabak Kriyas Yansuf Mechamas Amalek Hirba Kriyas Yansuf Hirba Sam Mechamas Amalek." Says the Ish Kodesh, and he quotes his father's Svarim. And he also quotes the Imri Ali Melech, the Noma Melech, and the Amori Naim. Why ask on Rashi? What's Rashi coming to tell us from the Chazal? Mashmo Shamova, the Pasuk says, Ki Hotzi Hashem Mitzvah Mitzrayim. Nihuru Heben HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. What's Rashi Davka adding for us by Kriyas Yamsov and Mechamas Amalek? Neish Kodesh says something so beautifully. He says, that end of the day, Yisro wasn't just good enough for him to hear about the miracles and to stay at home. He wanted to come join Klal Yisrael. And once he joined Klal Yisrael and accepted Matan Torah with Klal Yisrael, then he could go back and bring it home. Right? At the end of the day, he quotes a beautiful Torah from the Beis Aharon, the Karlina Rebbe, and the Varim Vavheh B'chol Avavcha, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and we shall love V'Avta Hashem B'chol Avavcha B'chol Nafshecha B'chol Miyodecha, Shul Yalibcha Chaluk Al Malchim. Chazal say, you should make sure that your whole heart is fully focused on the Rebbeinu Shalom. Says the Beis Aharon, why Dafka was the Torah not given in Israel? Because the Torah was only given in Israel. You might think that at the end of the day, that part of being a Jew is only when you could be when you're in Shana Aleph or Shana Bet in Eretz Yisrael. That Kodesh Baruch Hu only exists. Oh, only if I was in Eretz Yisrael, I could serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. How many times have I heard that? Oh, only when I was in Eretz Yisrael, this and that. Says the Beis Aharon, no. Dafka, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the Torah in the Midbar. Not in Eretz Yisrael. To know that Shelu Yilib L'Chalak Al HaMakom. What does it mean, Chalak Al HaMakom? Pashup Shat is that you should make sure that your full heart is half on the Ribbono Shel Olam and half on your football team. Pashup Shat says the Beis Aharon, Shelu Yilib L'Chalak Al HaMakom. That you shouldn't, your whole essence of being a Yid, being Jewish, being committed and passionate Jew, it doesn't matter where you are, Al HaMakom. That's why the Torah was Dafka not given in Eretz Yisrael. So it said that actually Rashi is coming to add to us. Chet Efsha Rashi Shol Kazos Al Yisro Mashma Shama Uva. The Pasuk just says what he heard. What made him come? Lama Hotzrach Lavo. What made him come? Says the Ish Kodesh. Ki Hayachol Lachavas Bebeisov L'shach Moshe Ben Ashi Yishach Lo Ezi Yish Mishra Shikar Avdam Tosor. Moshe Ben could have sent one of his students, one of the Rebbeim in the Yeshiva in Klal Yisrael, and go be Megar him, convert him, and go to teach him Torah. What had him come? To be able to come to Klal Yisrael. And says Rashi, Mitas Kriyas Yamsuf HaMelechamas HaMalek. The whole inyo of Kriyas Yamsuf HaMelechamas HaMalek. And this is where the Ish Kodesh specifically focuses on these two things. Ki HaMalek Ratzel HaKaram. HaMalek, we know, Asher Karach HaBaderech, they come to weaken us, they come to cold in our Yiddishkeit, they come to make sure that we're not in our Yiddishkeit. Daven, but don't daven with passion or energy. And says the Ish Kodesh, how could they do such a thing after Kriyas Yamsuf when the Shivcha saw what might Yecheskel and Yeshaya or Shivcha had? Shivcha saw there was such great nevuah and such godliness that was shown, and Amalek still comes to attack us. Amalek made a big mistake. Said the Ish Kodesh, they said, you know, maybe the Jews are not, you know, they're on the derech. Chas v'chilia yuchalahem afshik v'ha'ib majukadul gazuv zu asher karcha baderech. Why Davka? Mitzchamas Amalek comes after Kriyas Yamsuf. Amalek Davka attacks Klal Yisrael when we're baderech. And what does baderech mean? And we're on the way. We're not at home. We're not at home. But says the Ish Kodesh, being a Yid is whether you're at home in Eretz Yisrael or not Eretz Yisrael. And the whole reason the Torah was given outside of Eretz Yisrael is to show to us and to prove to us and to command us and to rejuvenate in us this message of being a Yid. Doesn't matter if you're Shana Aleph or Shana Bet in Eretz Yisrael. Is you take the Torah wherever you are. It's not just good for me to make Kabbalah the Torah. Mukhrachani, I need to, I have to, I must. Amalek thinks they could get me on the Baderech. I got a dafka show. The Klal Yisrael didn't falter on the way, and part of being a yid is that you go on the way. Once I show a malak, once I show myself I can be a yid on the derech, then I can come home and be a yid back at home. Gam the basi. It wasn't just good enough for Yisro to get to send Moshe Bainu to send him a Rebbe from the yeshiva. He wanted him to be the Kabbalah of the Torah, just like Klai Yisrael, Baderech. Amalek thought that they could get us Baderech. But he didn't realize, Amalek didn't realize, and Haman didn't realize that part of being a Yid is Lo Korov, Lo Yishtachve, Lo Yichrov, Lo Yishtachve. A Jew never bows. We take the Torah wherever we are, like the Kiddush HaSlevi says, Lo Yichrov, Lo Yishtachve, it's a Loshen Asid. Not then, and not ever. Not in 2021. We commit only to the Rabbonu Shem, that the Jewish neshama is confined and committed and connected, always, constantly committed, connected to the Rabbonu Shem. And maybe we could say that this is Dafka, where we land, we had Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Adar. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Adar, we had the Sfasema says that all the Oiris, all the Simcha of Adar is already coming in. Think about it. This Shabbos will be Rosh Chodesh Adar. Next Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh Adar. Shabbos Truma is Shabbos Zachar. All these Shabboses are all connected to Adar. But the main idea, says the Ish Kodesh in 1940, is for us to know, why did Yisrael just not have to stay home? Because the same reason why Klal Yisrael got the Torah in the Midbar. And it's the same reason why Amalek attacked us. Klal Yisrael wanted to accept the Torah because it wasn't Shalolo Yiblicha Chalak Alamakum. It's not dependent on the place. Not dependent on the place. Amalek thought it was dependent on the place. They could get us Baderech. Baderech, Amalek said, Yisrael said, Amalek got it wrong. They could get us on Baderech. Klal Yisrael was strong. Moshe and Yehoshua were strong. Klal Yisrael was strong. I can't just sit home. I have to go Shama Uva. I got to go commit myself to the Torah. And then I could come home. And then I could bring the Torah back into my life. Part of being a Yid, part of being a Jew, part of being in our nation, is to take the Rabbonu Shem wherever we go in life. B'shidcha b'yisecha uvletcha b'derech. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, v'shvizocha. This year, Tav Shem Pei Alf, Tehei Shnas, Purim Echad. Tehei Shnas, Purim Echad. Shvizocha be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, v'shab. The ultimate Purim, the Mashiach Sekenu. And this is exactly what the Ish Kodesh said a few weeks later in that same year, I believe, when he's talking to Klal Yisrael on Purim in 1940. He says, why is it, just to end off with this, Tikune Zohar, Shepurim, Kiyom Kippurim. Why is Purim like Purim? He says, the same way, sometimes you don't feel like you're fasting on Yom Kippur. He's talking to Jews. In 1940, the blood of mamash spilling in the Warsaw Ghetto. He said, the same way you still fast Yom Kippur, we might not want to be besimcha, but we're still commanded to be besimcha. We have to do our best. The Yitzuma Shayom is mechaper, just like Yom Kippur, and the Yitzuma Shayom by Purim is with simcha, is mechaper as well. We should be zocha b'ez Hashem to take these teachings of the Ish Kodesh, the Beis Aharon, and the Kutish HaSlevi, the Sfasemes, this whole Indian of being on fire for the Rabbonu Shem, whether we're at home or on the road. Shaloyel libcha chaluk al makom, that our lave is not dependent on the makom, but we take the Rabbonu Shem, and we're committed to the Rabbonu Shem wherever and ever we go. Wishing everyone a beautiful rest of Shvat, Shmuz, Pesaris, Toivos, b'ez Hashem, Mishenichnis, Adam, Marvim, Simcha, b'ez Hashem, Yisbach, Shrach, Rav, Shvatos.